What's going on, guys? Today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Hope you're having a good hump day. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, and I hope you're excited. The week is almost over. I'm excited, so you got to be excited too. And the reason why I'm excited is because for some reason, this week feels like a month. It's only Wednesday, but I feel like it's been more than just a couple days. Am I alone on this? Is this some kind of like Mandela effect I'm dealing with right now? Am I crazy? I mean, well, I know I'm crazy, but am I crazy in regards to this? I don't know. But I must be crazy because I'm going to say something positive about New York. And it's not the whole city I'm talking about. I'm talking about this case in particular. This is the case of who is being referred to as the sidewalk shover. Now, there's a lot of ways to get injured in New York, right? You can get stabbed. You can be, you know, defending yourself. You could just be walking on the street and get shoved. And here is an example. This woman, if you want to call her a woman, her name is Lauren Pazienza, 26 years old. She was just in court yesterday for defending herself, pleading not guilty to manslaughter. Listen to this story. An event planner charged with fatally shoving a beloved Broadway singing coach on a New York City street is set to go to trial for manslaughter. She shoved an 87-year-old woman, guys. Grown-ass woman, 26 years old, shoved an 87-year-old woman to her death. She appeared in court for a brief hearing on Tuesday where Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Felicia Manin criticized her lawyer, Arthur Adela, for doing everything he could to delay the case. If you don't remember him, he has many high-profile clients at one time. He was an attorney for, Harvey Weinstein, for example, Rudy Giuliani. I believe even Anthony Weiner he represented. Well, he's not cheap. He is not just a regular Joe Schmo lawyer. He is a very high-profile client. He has a very high-profile client list, so he's considered a high-profile lawyer, making this case a high-profile case. Now, with that being said, The judge, hilarious. She's great. I feel like Justice Felicia Manin, shout out to you for not giving a damn. You're like, listen, the lawyer, she says the lawyer tried to do everything he could to delay the trial. He goes, I'm not ready to commit to a trial date. He protests, right? He's like, there's thousands of hours of discovery we still haven't gone through. The justice replies, Judge Manin goes, I'm going to give you a trial date, and you could explain to me at that time why you're ready or why you're not ready. Then the judge goes, I'm setting the date for October 6th as the trial date for Pazienza, again, who faces manslaughter charges for the shoving death of 87-year-old Barbara Stern. And also, sometimes like you in this train station or whatever and you like someone pushes you, push them back, or you're like, you know, you bump into somebody, they push you, you push them back just out of reflex or whatever. Well, according to reports, Pazienza is accused of calling Gastern a bitch before shoving her to the ground in an unprovoked attack in Chelsea back on March 10th. So it wasn't just like, oopsie, push. Oops, he bumped into me. Push, get out of my way. COVID, 6 feet. Push. You know, it wasn't like that. It was a little extra is what the court is saying. And let's see what happens here. So again, who is she? Who is Lauren? Why would she do this? What is the reason? Why is this interesting to you, CJ? All of those answers will be given. Check this out. She's a former event planner from Long Island. Not very much money, right? Former event planner. I don't know how much they make. Can't be much, right? But she must have some kind of money because she's able to afford this high-profile attorney. Like I said to you before, he has been the lawyer for many high-profile clients. Now, last month, she retained him, Arthur Adela. He's 54 years old. Last month. Remember, this whole incident took place back in March 10th. So she retained him last month. And the reason why that's so important and that's why it's so interesting to me is because he does not charge couple dollars an hour. No. My dude charges $950 an hour. He charges damn near $1,000 an hour. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? There's no sex involved. My man is fully clothed at all times. There's no dinner. There's no show. I mean, I guess the show is in the court. I guess that's the show. You charge $1,000 an hour? You better do some magic tricks or something. You better get like a, you know, get an elephant over here to sit or speak or do some kind of trick. I want to see to make something disappear or something. $1,000 an hour, son? Who are you? I guess you can do that when you have, again, high profile cases and high profile clients. So, and again, this is what is so interesting to me. Here we go. So she pleads not guilty to manslaughter and to assault charges. And here's another thing that's interesting. And again, she's an idiot because she, I feel like, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I don't charge $1,000 an hour, not even close. But if I did charge $1,000 an hour, I would be naked and there will be sex involved, just full disclosure, letting you know. But they reject a plea deal for 15 years. It was a 15-year sentence plea deal. She should have taken this deal. She absolutely should have taken this deal. And I think the judge is pissed off that she didn't take it. And let's just get into it. And then she's already in Rikers, right? She's being held in Rikers right now. No bail. No bond. Because the judge has determined that she's a flight risk. Okay? So right off the bat, you're being held. So her parents live on Long Island. They own a small business servicing cesspools. They could not afford the attorney, again, who charges $950 American dollars an hour. $1,000 American dollars an hour. But the grandparents agreed to a payment plan with the attorney, which tapped into their combined savings and pensions. Now, in court, again, this is very interesting, the attorney, the same attorney who charges $1,000 an hour, fully clothed, argues that the family has very little money. Also saying that Lauren is not a flight risk. She is currently being held without bail on Rikers Island, a decision that Adela blames on the intense media scrutiny in the case. Now, did this, before I continue, think about this. Would that have been the case if they did not retain him as an attorney? If this was just a regular attorney or one appointed by the court, perhaps they would have been some kind of bail or some kind of bond, whatever. But maybe hiring him was a bad idea, because it's hard to say she doesn't have any money when you're charging $1,000 an hour. Yeah, you could argue that the grandparents are doing this and that, but still, that seems very sus, in my opinion. Could be wrong. Also think it was a bad idea not taking that 15-year plea deal, but let's continue. Let's continue on. Let's move forward. A 26-year-old event planner, again, is accused of going on a, not just a regular trip, not just an accidental bump, but a wine-fueled rampage, guys. Wine-fueled rampage, and launching the unprovoked attack to the elderly woman as she tried to catch a cab. There you have it. It wasn't that she tried to prevent her from drinking. It wasn't that she coughed on her. It wasn't that the old lady was offensive or said some kind of racial thing to her. It was that she was trying to catch a cab, and there was alcohol involved. Therefore, you shoved her. And she fell and ultimately died. She also, don't forget, she allegedly yelled at her, calling her a bitch, as she pushed her to the ground, with her victim dying of her injuries, not right away, 5 days later. This woman suffered for 5 days until she died. Pazienza was out celebrating the countdown to her wedding with her fiancé, Naveen Pereira, visiting several art galleries in Chelsea. So for someone who has very little money, you can afford going to art galleries, drinking wine in the city, which is not cheap. 2022, New York City is not cheap. Getting a cab is not, you know, hey, you know what? The pair had 100 days to go until the big day and were anticipating to tie the knot on June 18th. Pazienza consumed several glasses of wine from numerous galleries before the couple headed to eat at a Chelsea park. The two were enjoying their food when a park employee approached them and said they needed to leave because the park was closing soon. The defendant, Lauren, became angry, started shouting, and cursing at the park employee, threw her food onto her fiancé, and stormed out of the park. Doesn't sound like a very nice event planner. I mean, what kind of event were you planning? That's horrible. Pazienza and her fiancé. This is the person you want to marry, dude? You want to marry this person? Like, it's his fault that the place was closing. You're going to throw the food on him. Now he got to walk around with stained clothes. This is not somebody. I mean, hey. I mean, who am I to say who you should marry or not? But in my opinion, this person may have what I like to call anger issues. Maybe wine and alcohol is not a good thing to mix with someone who has anger issues. That's probably not a good look. Not a good mix. Ooh, may have just dodged a bullet on that wedding, sir, because there's going to be alcohol at that wedding. Ooh, just saying. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Pazienza and her fiancé took off in two different directions, with Pereira heading towards the Astoria apartment the pair shared. Meanwhile, she walked towards West 28th Street near 8th Avenue, where she stumbled upon the vocal coach. The victim had finished a rehearsal nearby when Pazienza allegedly called her a bitch and shoved her onto the sidewalk. Pazienza proceeded to call her fiancé after the incident and allegedly watched as an ambulance arrived to help Gastern and carry her away, according to prosecutors. So you allegedly, I gotta say allegedly because we don't know, you guys get into an argument at the park. Park's closing, an employee says, listen, you gotta leave. You know, this place is closing. The park was closing. It wasn't your fiance's fault. It wasn't the employee's fault. The hours of the park are set. They're closing. Everyone had to abide by the hours. That upset you to the point where you started shouting, cursing at the employee, then threw the food on your fiance, storming out of the park. The fiance, smart man, said, I had enough of this. I'm going my other way, going the opposite direction, going back to the apartment. Smart move, sir. You just avoided jail time yourself. Now she, what does she do? She heads back the opposite direction, ends up bumping into the victim, who just finished her rehearsal, calls her a bitch, shoves her to the ground, then calls her fiance, probably to vent some more, blame him for shoving her, like, how it's all your fault, this is why I had to push her to the ground, it's all your fault, maybe, I don't know. Calls him, and watches as the ambulance comes to save or to rescue this elderly lady that you just assaulted? And you're going to plead not guilty? She proceeded to call her fiancé after the incident and allegedly watched as the ambulance arrived to help Gastern and carry her away, according to prosecutors. Wow. Prosecutors say Pazienza didn't mention anything about shoving Gastern to her fiancé. I digress. She did not say anything. Instead, she started to argue with her fiancé, accusing him of ruining her night. I take it back. I'm not completely wrong. She may not have said it was his fault for pushing the lady. She didn't even mention it. But she did say it's his fault for ruining the night. Honey, it's your fault. You're such a jerk. It's your fault that they closed the park. It's all your fault. It's your fault I threw food at you. It's your fault I'm yelling at people. Right before they went off to bed that night. Oh, so she went back home. So right before they went to bed that night, the defendant finally, for the first time, turned to her fiancé and told him that she had pushed someone. She said that she thought the person had fallen and that she walked away. Doesn't say how many hours later, but it says right before they went to bed that night. So I'm assuming a few hours later. It was the same night. So Pazienza allegedly told her fiancé she pushed Costern because she might have said something to her, but she wasn't sure. So she's saying she thought that Costern, the 80-year-old, said something to her, but she was so intoxicated or so enraged, filled with anger for the park being closed, that maybe she's just hearing things. And yeah. Following the incident, Pazienza fled to her parents' house on Long Island and deleted her social media accounts and the wedding website. So listen to that. Isn't that interesting? Does that sound like someone who's not guilty? I don't know. She was free for 11 days after the incident before turning herself in after the NYPD, get this guys, released photos allegedly of her. And these photos, they sure look like her. I mean, these are pretty clear photos. She was charged with assault and manslaughter and released on $500,000 bail until May, when a judge revoked her bail because she is a flight risk. Costern, the elderly woman who passed away, had been a vocal coach for the likes of Blondie frontwoman Debbie Harry. So yeah, between the city's photos and the video of the suspect, supposedly her, Lauren, around the town, and the map that they put together, I mean, to me, it's an open and shut case. But again, I'm not an attorney, obviously. I don't charge no $1,000 an hour. For $1,000 an hour, dude has a lot of work ahead of him, in my opinion. But let's see. I mean, it seems like they have a clear map here. I'll try to go through it with you guys if you can't see it, right? So at between 6 to 8 p.m., Pazienza and her fiancé visit several art galleries in Chelsea. Then around 8 p.m., the couple go to a food cart, then to Chelsea Park to eat. Remember, that's where they argue, they fight because the park is closing. The food gets thrown on the fiancé. Now, around 8:30 on West 28th Street and 8th Avenue, Barbara Costern, the elderly lady, is fatally shoved to the sidewalk by a woman she doesn't know. So literally about 30 minutes later, it's when this incident occurs. Then three or four minutes later, the suspect is matching the assailant description, is seen crossing 9th Avenue westbound on West 28th Street. Then we got here, let's see, at 8:37, Pazienza is seen in a physical altercation with her fiancé near the crime scene. What happens here? Well, at 8:43 p.m., so what's that? 7 minutes later, 6 minutes later, Pazienza spotted on the south side of West 29th and 8th Avenue looking toward the crime scene. Then at 9 p.m., Pazienza and her fiancé are spotted entering Penn Station. Hey, I've been to Penn Station. Then at 8, let's see, Pazienza and her fiancé transfer trains at Times Square. And then at 9:50, Pazienza and her fiancé arrive at their apartment in Astoria, Queens. And if you see the photos, and I'll post them, of course, if you're watching the video, you'll see the map, you'll see the photos of everyone and everything, including the poor elderly woman who passed away, Barbara Costern, 87, Broadway vocal coach. The reason why I think this is interesting to me is because, again, it seems like they're really going into details with this and with the map, with the photos. And this is the technology I'm talking about. Now, they have the CCTV technology, right? They have the photos of her or someone who looks like her with the same clothing and description all around. This street, that street, I read it to you here, 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 everywhere, right? Why can't we use this technology to find criminals? The criminals that I've been speaking about in New York and in other cities. Why can't we do that? Don't tell me the technology doesn't exist because you just used it here because this is supposedly a high-profile case. So you're able to use it when you decide to use it. Maybe Barbara Costern, being the Broadway vocal coach, at one point maybe she has, you know, a lot of people in high places, a lot of friends in high places, and they were able to expedite or really able to get the footage for this case. But regardless, I mean, they should be some kind of it should be across the board. I feel like it should be fair for everyone. And again, I don't know what this attorney's going to do. I'm curious to see how he defends this. He has until October to do so. I mean, he's charging $1,000 an hour. I don't know how many hours he's going to be putting into this. I mean, they have a clear photo, everything. They probably have the witness. Think about it. They have the guy from the park, whoever that person is, who said this. You know, she yelled and she threw the food. They have witnesses, I'm sure, around. They have, oh, man. I don't know if the fiance is going to have to be sworn in. He's going to have to testify. Right, because she confided in him. I don't know. It's very, very strange. The map, everything is very strange. Are they... should have taken that 15-year deal, dude. Should have taken that 15-year deal. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think it's a good thing? Do you guys think that, you know, finally justice is being served? Do you think this is kind of like... I mean, once you see the photos, I guess you really have to look at it. I mean, they really do have a map, literally a map showing everything. But she was released on $500,000 bail until May. So from March to May, she was out. So they had, I don't know, but they revoked it because she's a flight risk, according to the judge. Ah, man. Well, and then again, it's so suspicious, dude. You delete your social media and wedding website, then you fled to your parents' house. Just according to the prosecutors. That's what they're saying. Prosecutors say Pazienza didn't mention anything about shoving Gustern to her fiance. Instead, she started to argue with her fiance, accusing him of ruining her night. Right before they went to bed that night, that's when the defendant finally, for the first time, turned to her fiance and said that she had pushed someone and said that she thought the person had fallen and she walked away. And then again, she's claiming that she might have said something to her, but she's not sure. Pazienza then fled to her parents' house on Long Island and deleted her social media and wedding website, free for 11 days before turning herself in. So I guess turning herself in would be the good graces she may have. But then again, how are you going to plead not guilty? How are you going to turn yourself in and be like, yeah, I'm pleading not guilty? That's really strange. Really strange. I mean, yeah, you can assume that, you know, it took her 5 days to pass away. And you can say, oh, well, you know, whatever. You can't say accidents happen here. I mean... I don't know. I guess I'm not an attorney, like I said. Pleads not guilty to manslaughter and assault charges. And again, you reject the plea deal for a 15-year sentence. Dude, what the hell can this attorney have to defend her? And I mean, hopefully justice is served. For once in New York, I want justice might actually be served. So I got something to look forward to, guys. October, I'm going to give an update when it comes around, when it happens. I'll let you guys know. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Do you think this is going to go well? Do you think she's going to get a slap on the wrist and get off? I don't know. This guy's a good attorney. $1,000 an hour he's charging. But again, the judge seems to be like adamant about getting this case moving forward. So we'll see. All right. Let me know. Don't forget, hit me up at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Comment below. My website's cjbronsonshow.com. You can get all my links, all the podcasts, all my videos. My link to TikTok is on there. It's the same thing at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. And yeah, that's it. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Don't forget, I love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.